USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A desperate Coast Guard search continues for a missing helicopter off the coast of Hawaii. It had seven people on board, but failed to return from a tour last night off the coast of Kauai. The Coast Guard says weather conditions were challenging at the time with low visibility and blustery winds. A commercial plane crash in Kazakhstan has killed at least a dozen people today, and survivors are listed mostly in critical condition. Tomorrow will be U.S. astronaut Christina Cook's 289th day aboard the International Space Station. That will pass American Peggy Whitson, so she'll become the woman with the most consecutive days in space.
My number one hope for this milestone is that the record is exceeded again as soon as possible, because that means that we're continuing to push the boundaries.
She spoke to CBS News, and this is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The holiday travel week started off with fairly quiet weather, but now a major winter storm has dumped heavy snow in Southern California, and it's going to be affecting much of the rest of the U.S. soon. The storm closing Interstate 5 north of L.A. on Christmas Day, and part of I-15 between Southern Cal and Las Vegas for part of the day yesterday. Forecasters say it could dump a foot of snow on the Southern Rockies soon. Here's meteorologist Brian Hurley of the National Weather Service.
That storm will be lifting into the Four Corners region, eventually into the plains, and then eventually, as we get through the weekend, working its way into the mid and upper Mississippi Valley.
The younger sister of the late singer George Michael, who rose to fame with Wham and then went on to have a solo career, well, his sister is dead on the third anniversary of his passing. Melanie Banatum was found in her home on Christmas Day at 55. Police say it's not being treated as suspicious. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me. It's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
So what's in your wallet? Apparently, not a lot of cash, as Americans are carrying near-record credit card debt, and analysts say it's really boosting the profits for banks. The Washington Post is reporting third-quarter credit card sales were up by 10% for J.P. Morgan Chase, 5% higher at Citigroup. These are good times for the credit card companies as well. Visa's earnings rose 17% this fiscal year, and MasterCard's third-quarter profit was up by 11%. A well-known longtime rock and country artist has passed away. Sleepy LaBeef began his career in the mid-1950s, but his concerts continue to be a big draw, especially for the rockabilly community well into this year. He died Thursday at 84. No cause of death was provided by his family in a Facebook post that confirmed his passing. As Variety notes, although LaBeef never had any singles chart above the 60s, his legend loomed almost as large as he did, as he was around 6.5 feet tall. And at festivals, he was often the lone remaining active link to the birth of rock and roll. Again, Sleepy LaBeef was 84. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.